Welcome back to the Eighth Day, where we like to talk about things you might not have thought about the rest of the week. Well, it's January. It's tough to get a laugh in all the gray, but there's an opportunity. There is an opportunity. It'll happen on January 22nd. It'll happen at NMU in the Ontario Room. But what will happen? Well, the U-Paws is going to have a comedy night fundraiser, and they'll have at least three stand-ups. But I don't know much about this, just like usual. So what I did is I was able to get a hold of Stephanie Baker, who's organizing and is the media contact for this, and she can tell us everything. Stephanie Baker, are you there?
I am, Todd. Thanks for having me.
We actually had some difficulty connecting. I said that I do not know how to operate a telephone. And I kept saying
well,
that.
Well, I don't know if it's totally your fault.
And then she calls me on the other line and, ah, we're connected. Now we just got to connect on the right phone. It worked out great. It wasn't deep and deep laughter, but there was a little bit of giggling about the facts. This is actually about big guffoos. In fact, I believe it's about raising the woof. A comedy night. Woof, we got that in there. Tell us about this. Tell us. We need to know what will make us laugh in this cold, dingy January.
Well, this comedy night, Raise the Woof, this is the second year U-Paws is holding this fundraiser. This group is actually, they're a comedy group that tours raising money and spreading awareness for animal rescue. So, it's just a bunch of their professional comedians. They travel around. Last year we had a blast. It was awesome. This year we have three new acts. We won't be seeing the same comedians. We're going to have Rena Kalm, Seth Davis, and Sid Davis is our headliner. And we have all of their information and links to their websites on our Facebook page if anybody wants to check them out beforehand. But it should be an awesome time, lots of laughs, and, of course, for an important cause, which makes it the best. So
talk a bit more about the cause. In detail, everybody knows about U-Paws. You guys are on our station. We highly support this, but maybe there are some people this Saturday morning who haven't heard about U-Paws. So give them a little idea what you do.
Well, U-Paws is Marquette County's no-kill animal shelter. We have no affiliation with any larger groups. We don't have government funding, so it's extremely important for us to have fundraisers like this, and we really rely on our awesome community to help the thousands of animals each year. We just got our 2014 stats, and we have over 1,100 animals that found homes, and that's not even including, the ones that we help get spayed or neutered, or, ones that maybe got lost, and we help them find their way back home. And so it's really important. We're so appreciative, that this group wants to come and help us out, and our community is always so supportive and awesome, and we're really excited and thankful.
Now, with a comedy night, and people wonder, well, what will that cost? Before we talk about that, what it would cost to go there and see this, it's a three-hour event, 7 to 10 p.m. It's not like you're not getting a good chunk of time. Most comedy things that you go to are like an hour. You see one headliner, it's an hour. There might be a warm-up. But it's a fundraiser. It's in part a donation. By going, you're supporting the cause and getting a laugh. So let's talk about what it is, what it actually costs to do, and where they and how they can get a ticket.
Okay, so it is a three-hour show. Well, I guess, I'm sorry, I take that back. It is a two-hour show. We do open the doors at 7 p.m. for the cash bar, and we're going to do a 50-50 raffle. And then the show starts at 8 p.m. Like I said, we'll have the three acts. There's going to be a 15-minute intermission in between. And so the tickets are going to be $18 for regular seating. We also have VIP tables that are going to sit right up in the front, and those will seat four, and those are going to be $90 for the table. It's actually really nice. We sold out of those tables pretty quick last year, so if anybody's interested, I would suggest calling NMU's ticket office to reserve those. Tickets are available at all NMU ticket outlets, and then also online at nmu.edu/tickets. Or you can give the office a call and order them over the phone as well. We will also sell any leftover tickets at the door of the event.
Now, if people do have some thoughts outside of the Facebook, you also have, there is information that leads them to the correct information at upaws.org, right?
Correct.
Beautiful.
Yep. We have a whole little blurb on there about the Raise the Woof, and well, really, of course, anything else you want to know about UPAWS on the website. But and then there should be a link right on there if you wanted to get tickets that way also.
This year, do you have any other events that are coming up besides this comedy event? Might as well, we can whet the appetite for this. I mean, fundraisers must go along all year, but this sounds like one of the most fun ones. What else is going on at UPAWS over the next 3 months or so? UPAWS, this is about it's about the pets that have been abandoned, the pets that need to be spayed and neutered, but it's about a friend. And this is a terrible time of year for some people. I've talked about it in other segments today, and we'll surely talk about it more, that people get depressed at this time of year. And it seems like rescuing a pet, rescuing a dog, rescuing a cat, rescuing some friend could completely change the mental outlook and attitude that one has at this time of year.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Pets are so therapeutic. They just bring such a wonderful vibe to your home, and they just bring you so much joy and love. It's incredible. And so by adopting, you're really helping an animal find a home. They really need you. And then it also, you benefit too. And not to mention, everyone's trying to keep their resolutions right now. A pet keeps you active and healthy, and you want to do better. It's incredible.
Well, Stephanie Baker of UPAWS, I'm going to give you the last word, which is pretty rare on this show. Say what it is that people should know, what our listeners should know about the UPAWS Comedy Night fundraiser coming up.
The UPAWS Raise the Woof Comedy Night is going to be Friday, January 22nd. It's going to be tons of fun. This group, Raise the Woof, prides themselves on putting the fun in fundraising. We want you to come laugh your tail off for UPAWS, help out all of our animals in the community that need us. The show starts at 8 p.m. It's going to be at Northern Michigan University in the Michigan and Ontario room. We're going to open the doors at 7 p.m. for a cash bar and 50-50 raffle. And so if you're interested, tickets are available at all NMU ticket outlets online, or you can also check out our Facebook page or the upaws.org website for more information.
It's so great to hear that you've got three acts, and this is a value opportunity. Thank you so much. You take care, Stephanie Baker of UPAWS.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Todd. You take care, too, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is the 8th day. We'll be right back here on Sunny 101.9.